From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Government fighters raised the Iraqi flag over the main government building in the center of the city of Ramadi on Monday. Iraqi officials say the next step is to wipe out any pockets of resistance by Islamic State forces in the city. Edward Uranian has more.
I'm aware.
Well, apparently we're going to have some trouble bringing you that. We'll try a little later. Two bombings in the Syrian city of Homs killed at least 19 people on Monday. A suicide bomber detonated an explosives belt as onlookers assessed damage from the first blast. The explosions hit the central city's Al-Zahara district. The precise death toll remains unclear. It was the second major attack in Homs since a ceasefire deal between warring sides took effect earlier this month. An official with South Sudanese rebels, loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar, says President Salva Kiir's decree creating 28 new states violates the spirit of the August Peace Accord. In his Christmas Eve decree, Mr. Kiir also appointed 28 new governors, all of them loyal to him. The president's announcement came as rebel advance teams were in Juba to work with their government counterparts on the implementation of the August Peace Agreement. Suspected Islamic militants attacked two cities in northern Nigeria Monday, killing at least 50 people. The first blast Monday took place at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri. In another attack in Maiduguri, suicide bombers blew themselves up in the Bura Burin neighborhood. In the town of Madagali, officials say two female suicide bombers killed at least 30 people in two blasts at a market. This is VOA News.